So this morning I have awoken with "Let's go fly a kite" in my head because last night I finally got to go see Saving Mr. Banks. Does Tom Hanks ever make a bad film? I was racking this over in my brain last night. I honestly cannot think of a bad, and by bad I mean something you really don't want to watch, performance he's ever given. And he's probably one of the most adaptable actors in Hollywood. He just does. So he's playing Walt Disney, which is quite an iconic character to play, I'm sure you'll find. And Emma Thompson is P.T. Travers, who is the lady that wrote Mary Poppins. So the whole film is about how Mary Poppins was created and how essentially Walt Disney got his own way. Because for years she was very adamant that Mary Poppins would not become a cartoon and would not become part of the Disney franchise. Obviously, we all know that didn't stick, as Julie Andrews and the darling Dick Van Dyke gave many, many people hours of pleasure with Mary Poppins, the animated, real-life musical. So, yeah, the performances are wonderful. The screenplay is great. There are some moments that you can't help but tear up in. It's interesting how it plays because it's not all set in Hollywood. Some of it is back in Australia from years ago when she's a younger little girl and her dad is suffering from a pretty severe illness. And that's oddly enough played by Colin Farrell, which again, a role that you'd never think of giving him, considering he's normally the hard ass or the bad mouthed or the bad guy. And here he isn't. So yeah, Saving Mr. Banks tells the story of essentially the creation of Mary Poppins, from everything from how the music was created to some very funny scenes with the musician team as they're creating words like supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, which is now even in the dictionary. And we obviously are well aware of that phrase, yet P.T. Travers in there saying, no, it's not English, it's not British enough. And some of the songs, like Tuppence a Bag and Let's Go Fly a Kite, they're all, it's interesting to see the changes that were actually suggested. And right at the end of the film, there's a right little treat. There's after the credits, so yes, you've got to sit through them, which we all should anyway. There's an old style dictaphone, an old style tape player, and it's a conversation between Walt Disney and the real P.T. Travers. Sorry for the yawning, it's early. So yeah, wonderful film, wonderful. See?